Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to three young blokes who horrified family and friends when they tossed their burgeoning careers in medicine, government bureaucracy and business to shoot YouTube videos. Brothers Eddie and Jason Lee, along with mate Eric Liu, are the Jubilee Project, and their videos on relationships and social justice have now been watched literally by millions around the world and generated thousands of other videos in response. Eddie Lee joins us from the US. Eddie, rewind on how you guys discovered the power of video to motivate millions around the globe.
Well, it started about 3 years ago, four years ago, in 2010, after the earthquake in Haiti. My brother Jason decided that he wanted to do something to raise awareness and money for the cause, and so he went out and busked at the local metro station. And he's a pretty bad singer, but he, you know, went out there and decided that he wanted to raise money, so he was able to raise about $70 playing the guitar in the subway station. And his goal was to raise $100, so he decided to make a video about it and put it online to help raise the rest of the $30. And with the support of his friends and a lot of people who were able to share that video online, the video went viral, and a couple thousand people saw it, and he was able to raise $700 for the cause. And after making that video, we realized that there was something very powerful about social media and YouTube, and we thought, what if we were able to tap into the power of the social media presence and do something good with that presence? And so we decided to start the Jubilee Project together. It was probably the most difficult decision of our lives. You know, I think a lot of people were really questioning why we would take such a leap of faith. You know, we had very comfortable jobs. You know, Eric was at med school, and a lot of people said, why don't you wait a couple of years until things are settled down, or, you know, you're able to raise some more money. And we just came to a point where we said, you know what, like, there's no better time than now when we're still young, we still have the energy, we still have this passion. Why don't we go all in? And I think, you know, the opportunities and the ideas that are worth fighting for are the ones where we are able to go all in.
Eddie, I'm going to ask you to be immodest for a moment and talk about yourself as if you aren't yourself. What are your individual gifts, yourself, your brother Jason, and Eric? What do the three of you, when coming together, bring as unique gifts to the project?
Sure. I think it's both a gift and maybe a disadvantage in some ways, and that is I think it's our passion and our recklessness. In a lot of ways, you know, a lot of people will look at our lives and they'll say, oh, these guys are just reckless and they're just sort of going against the grain. But I think that's also one of our biggest strengths, because it's really allowed us to think outside the box and really allowed us to question the norms that people have placed on us. You know, we have these expectations placed on us from a very young age that you have to follow a certain path to be successful. And what we realized after having achieved our own American dream, that, you know, when we got there, it wasn't really what it was we thought it was going to be. We felt a lot of emptiness. We felt a lot of sadness, even in these successful jobs. And we realized at that point, you know, what we were sort of believing at the time wasn't really true, that it's not simply about making a lot of money or having a lot of power or recognition. It's really about finding what you are meant to do as an individual and chasing that with all that you have. And that's what we decided to do with Jubilee Project.
What's been your biggest surprise, where you think you've got a handle on how a project is going to be received by your audience, and there are hundreds of thousands of Jubilevers around the world who have seen your videos and actually taken part, responded with their own? What has come as the biggest surprise to you so far?
Well, I think the biggest surprise is the fact that there are so many Jubilevers out there. And, you know, we kind of went out there thinking, you know, is this going to be our mom and dad who are going to watch our videos and maybe a couple friends who would support us? And what we found is that it's grown into a movement of young people, not only in the United States, but also in Australia and around the world, who are very hungry for something much larger than themselves, who are hungry for this sort of movement to really live for something greater. And I think we've tapped into something really, really powerful, really magical in a lot of ways. And I think we're just beginning. And I think there's so much more to be done with Jubilee Project and with this generation of young people who want to be passionate, who really want to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
I'm going to mention your website now, and I will mention it again at the end of our discussion, jubileeproject.org, and there you'll find the projects that you've created and that have seen such massive response globally over these last few years. Can we touch on a couple of them specifically? Let's talk about working with NBA star Jeremy Lin. When you made that contact with Jeremy to talk about Last Pick, how did that transpire? And while you had been successful until now, that still must be a nervous moment when you make that phone call.
Well, you know, it's interesting that a lot of the things that made Jubilee Project and these connections possible are things that were out of our control. And the cool thing about Jeremy and our relationship with him was that it started way before he was a part of the NBA. He was actually a buddy of mine in college, and we were in the same Bible study together. And so we got to know each other as peers and friends before he made it to the NBA and decided to take over the NBA and essentially the world. But ultimately, you know, we just decided to, we were talking about making a video for a long time now, and that was, we had to kind of take a break with that once Lin Sanity happened. But once things settled down a little bit, we reconnected and said, hey, let's make another video and see what happens. And Last Pick was a huge success, and we've since talked about having another video together, and we just came back from producing that film last week, so we're excited to release that in the next month or so. We are also working on a story of an immigrant family coming to the States called Mixtapes. It's another love story. But a bigger project, we're also working on a documentary film in South Korea about sex trafficking, and that's sort of become a big issue that's been placed on our hearts, and we really want to explore that even deeper. We just came back from Bangkok, Thailand, where we also finished producing a film about sex trafficking. So you'll see more and more of that content come out on our channel.
You are all clearly passionate men. You have a great faith in the power of the human condition to triumph over adversity. How do you narrow down what your next project is going to be when there is so much about us that stimulates every one of us every day?
Well, we have a hard time doing that. And I think what we sort of do in those situations is just try to take on as much as possible. And so at any given point, we'll probably have 5 or 6 different projects that we're working on. And we probably have a whole list of so many more things that we want to do. So, you know, I think part of it is just really finding the discipline to get all those projects, you know, working, and part of it is just realizing that we're only capable of doing so much. So, you know, you'll find that the ones that we're most passionate about and the ones that really we feel like can make the biggest impact are the ones that sort of rise to the top. And those are the ones that we focus on.
Eddie, given that, for instance, Love Language has been watched by well over 2.7 million different views, how do you judge the success of a project? Or is success important to you when you go about starting a project like Love Languages? What is the win for you when you finish a project like that?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people will point to the number of views on a video, or others will point to the production value of a video. I think what we've found in the couple of years that we've been doing this is that the biggest thing that we really can celebrate are the small things, you know, where if we receive an email from someone talking about how a video changed their life, you know, that will be something that we'll really celebrate together more than anything else. And, you know, those are the reminders that allow us to keep doing what we do and allows us to keep waking up even in the grind and when things are pretty stressful, you know, allows us to keep going. To know that people are watching these films, that their lives are being changed, and that we're making a difference in the world.
What keeps you going? You've had phenomenal success. You are global personalities. Your work is universally known. And for those who are yet to find your website, when people do stumble across it, they are motivated all over again. It's a journey that you can join at any stage in life. What about you? What's next? What do you look at when the horizon keeps moving with every project?
Right. And that's a question we ask ourselves every day. And, you know, quite personally, what really inspired me to get involved with Jubilee Project and do what we do today is my personal faith in God, and, you know, knowing that there is a God who loves me and he's the one that has a plan for me. And, you know, knowing that regardless of what happens, what stress or obstacles come my way, that he's going to help me overcome it. And so that keeps me going and keeps our team going. And it really sort of allows us to share these messages of hope, faith, love, and joy. I think a big part of why Jubilee Project has gone this far is that we have each other to keep encouraging one another. You know, we try to stay positive. You know, there have been a lot of moments of darkness, and there's a lot of things that we've experienced and we've seen that cause us to sort of feel doubtful or feel a lot of hurt or depression. And, you know, we just hold on to the hope that, you know, we have one another, we have our faith in God, we have all the folks that are out there supporting us and believing us. And whenever we have those moments, we just sit back and we read the emails of the folks that, you know, reach out to us, we talk to one another, we're able to also just spend time with God. And I think that will all give us the hope and the faith to keep on pushing forward.
Eddie Lee, it's been a joy having a discussion with you. Thank you for joining us on Open House, and all the best with your next projects. We will be watching jubileeproject.org. It's available to the globe, and it's a resource I heartily endorse. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.